This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024, and you can also catch us on the Angels Radio app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Oh, I'm craving chocolate, and we're going back to the Big Island of Hawaii, and it is our preview of the 11th annual Big Island Chocolate Festival that's coming up April 25th to 27th at the Marriott Beach Waikoloa Resort and Spa. And it is a pleasure to welcome the organizer, who is the president of the Kona Cacao Association, Farshid Bonikdar. Farshid, we need to talk a little bit about the Waikoloa Beach Marriott Resort, because in terms of the participating chefs that are part of your event, their longtime executive chef there, Jason Canicola, is well known and well respected in the Hawaii restaurant community. He oversees their destination restaurant there, Hawaii Calls, and he was one of the early proponents of Hawaii regional cuisine and supporting small family farmers. And as a matter of fact, he and his family, during the pandemic, when, of course, they were all laid off, he just didn't sit around his home. He and his son, Ocean, they did produce baskets to support farmers and got them out there. He's an amazing guy. Tell us a little bit more about Jason and the Friday night event that he will be doing for the VIP gala ticket holders.
Jason, I've known Jason for a long time. He's a very dedicated chef, and he really has done a lot for the community. And then, his teenage son, Ocean, as you mentioned, made a name for himself by doing a lot of catering events and fundraising events for the community, such as, the vegetable and fruit baskets during the pandemic for the locals. And so I have not yet sat down with Jason to talk about his plans for this year's VIP dinner, but as soon as I know that, we'll post that on the website. So believe me, Andy, there's so much going on here, and so many wonderful chefs coming with their crafts. It's dizzying. So I hope people can come and visit us there.
Well, Farshid, again, is someone who participated in the VIP gala tasting Friday evening that Chef Canicola did last year. I can assure you, you will not be disappointed, and it's worth spending a few extra dollars to get that VIP ticket, because, again, that's a very special experience. Chef Canicola, you always see him doing his best. Now, Farshid, for the last 3 years, you've been doing the event at the beachfront Waikoloa Beach Marriott Resort, and there's also a hotel package if you want to stay overnight. Tell our listeners a little bit about the ambiance of the Waikoloa Beach Marriott Resort, because, of course, during the event, you're staying there too.
That is correct. It's a beautiful hotel. Everything is really centralized, and it's fronting very beautiful beach, we call it for short A Bay, standing for Anae Ho'omalu Bay. It's a beautiful beach, and it's a very user-friendly hotel. The staff are really kind and respectful, and we have these packages whether you want to spend the night, like if you come for the gala and you just don't want to drive back home, you want to spend the night and have a wonderful breakfast the next morning, maybe take a walk on the beach. Or we have weekend packages to where you can come, a week prior to a week after, if you wish. We get really special rates. And for those rates, you may want to go to the BigIslandChocolateFestival.com and check those out.
Yes, and all
it's
the
an unforgettable experience, I can guarantee that.
No, Farshid, as I've said all along, for us in Southern California, it doesn't take a lot to have an excuse to get to Hawaii. But this event is really special. What's lovely about the Big Island in particular is it's still very rural and low density. And, you know, here you have this destination resort that's on a beach and probably more chocolate in a weekend than you can possibly imagine. But, you know, for a lot of us, you can never get enough premium chocolate. One thing we want to talk a little bit more about is you mentioned award-winning chocolate sculptor Stefan Trion, who is an incredibly talented guy. And I think if you go to probably on Facebook right now, you will see this chocolate sculpture that he created last year in front of an audience. Just tell us a little bit more about Stefan, because as you were saying, you have this whole team of world-class chefs that are part of your weekend that guests can interact with and really understand their craft, which these are artists. I mean, no doubt about it.
Oh, for sure. Chef Stefan Trion is a dear friend. I've known him for years. He's an MOF, which is the highest achievable status in France. In fact, the certificates and the medals are given by the president of France. And he's an amazing, talented chef. In fact, he's such an artist with his hands, cutting chocolate freehand, which you think he must have used a template or something. But he does it in front of the class, as you mentioned. And he makes these most amazing chocolate sculptures. And, of course, now in Southern California, in Tustin, they have a factory there where they're making these amazing bonbons and chocolate delights that are, you know, sugar-free and all of that. We are really honored that he comes every year. He has been coming every year to our event, doing a couple classes and being a judge. Because as you know, the participating chefs at the gala night get judged by the panel of judges in terms of best savory, best sweet, best plated dessert, best bonbon, you name it.
No, Farshid, it's serious. Now, before we run out of time, I teased this before, but I don't want to forget it. Among the many wonderful entrepreneurial success stories that have come out of the Big Island Chocolate Festival is the Honaka'a Chocolate Company, the Pollards. Very briefly, give us their story, because this was all inspired by Mrs. Pollard attending one of the early years of the festival.
Yes, she was kind of walked in the class out of curiosity just to see what goes on. And someone ended up giving her a pod. So she went back home and sprouted it, and they put it in the ground. And then the husband and wife looked at each other and said, hey, you know, maybe we could do more of this. And lo and behold, they are a very successful chocolate farm, tree to bar. They opened a brand new store about a year and a half ago in Honoka'a, and they gracefully hosted our last farm tour, from farm to their factory and chocolate making and all of that. It's really inspiring to see that, what the Big Island Chocolate Festival has, how it has inspired people such as Pollards, you know, to go into the business and be very successful. And hopefully we can continue to do this for years to come, because this is a beautiful place. And chocolate, of course, how can you go wrong if it's your cash crop?
Farshid, agree with you 100%. And as far as the Pollards are concerned and the Honaka'a Chocolate Company, if you happen to be visiting the Big Island at a time other than when the Big Island Chocolate Festival is on, they do have very special tours that are available, that you start on their farm, their ranch, where they grow the cacao, and you get a whole program and tasting and learn about the process. and then you adjourn to 10 minutes away in Old Town Honaka'a and can visit their actual factory. And if you really want to learn how it all works, as Farshid was saying, from tree to bar, you can't do better. And they're very hands-on in terms of what they do. And the Honaka'a Chocolate Company, Farshid, of course, is not the only success story that has come out of the Big Island Chocolate Festival, but it's probably the easiest one to talk about. Farshid, as we need to say goodbye for ticket information, for the hotel packages, for everything you want to know about the Big Island Chocolate Festival, what website do they go to?
BigIslandChocolateFestival.com, where you find every link that you need to go to, whether you want to be a sponsor, ticket buyer, silent auction, what have you. Everything is there.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Kona Cacao Association, the presenters of the Big Island Chocolate Festival, coming up the last weekend in April. Really a wonderful event that I've had the privilege of attending on three different occasions and hope to get back in the future. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, yes, as promised, my colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Calico Fish House in the Sunset Beach area of Sunset Beach. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.